I am a child. How wisely do I make my choices? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am a child. How wisely do I make my choices? Well, I told someone the other day that they were 4 years old. And, in fact, we had Mr. Kendall talking to Rosalie and saying she was 4 years old. And Rosalie took it to mean that she was unaware. She was only a child of 4 years old, and she did not have maturity, and she did not have the understanding of an adult. And I'm talking to you and me as adults, and we say to ourselves, I am a child, because children do things so instinctively and so intuitively and so lovingly and so wonderfully, so uninhibitedly. Now, are all those virtues? My, oh my, how true that is. Those are all virtues. Now, what is it that we call these virtues? How do we look at these virtues? What do we think about these virtues? What do these virtues mean to us? Well, when you say, I am a child, you are saying that I am as an innocent child, that I do things intuitively. I do things by my inner nature. I listen within. And now, how wisely do I make my choices? Okay, I'm a little child, and I go over and I look at the hot stove, and I say, I wonder what that is. I wonder how that is. And you go over and you touch it. And you say, oh, that's hot. And so then you go and you touch it again. You say, my, that is hot. I wonder what it means that it's hot. Why is it hot? And so, as you look at the stove, you think to yourself, I think I better not touch that again. It's hot. It burns. It makes my fingers tingle. It makes me feel bad. And you don't touch it again. You make a wise choice of letting the stove alone. Now, you let the stove alone when the stove is cold, or when the stove is warm, or when the stove is hot. You sometimes have an overkill attitude about it, thinking that all stoves are hot and all stoves are something you should be very careful of. Now, there's a wisdom there that all stoves are something you should be careful about, and that's true. But how wisely do I make my choices? Do I say categorically that all stoves are hot and should not be touched? Or do I say that stoves can be hot and should be wary in touching them? Oh, yes. My wisdom as I become an adult lets me know. I bring my hand near the stove and I feel its heat. I bring my hand near the stove that is not warm and it is just cool. It is just whatever the room temperature may be. And so I know that it is not hot. So I say, now, all stoves are not hot. Now, I'm making wise decisions. I'm making wise choices. I'm making intelligent perceptions of what my world is all about. I fall down and scratch myself, and I look at it, and I see the blood coming out of the scratch, and I lick it, and I blot it against the rest of my skin so that they'll dry off a little bit, and it dries off. Meanwhile, I got blood all over me. And I come in the house, and I see my mom, and mom looks at me and says, what did you do? Did you hurt yourself? Oh, dear, dear. And immediately she goes into a danger mode. And I said, Mom, I'm all right. Well, what do you mean you're all right? You're all full of blood. Yeah, yeah. Well, I scratched myself, and I licked it, and then I touched it against my skin so it would dry off, and I could let it dry and let it heal. What? Yeah. Well, now, you should have come in the house and washed it off with fresh water and put antiseptic on it and put a bandage on, and then that's what you should have done. But, Mom, I see my dog always doing that. If my dog scratches himself or gets hurt, he just licks it, and then he lets it heal. And I do that. Oh, come on now, you're not a dog. Dogs have a certain healing energy in their tongue, in their saliva, and that healing energy, I understand, is something that's very wonderful. Mom, I have that healing energy in me too. If my dog has it, I have it too. And how wisely do I make my choices? Our parents help us to unwisely make our choices. They worry about us because they have been told that injuries transmit bacteria and diseases and things like that, and we want to make sure that we don't have it. Well, so long as we stay a child and stay innocent of all of the things that our adulthood seems to give us, we live on the edge of living in a beautiful world. We don't live in a beautiful world, and we don't live out of it, but we live on the edge. We live on the edge where always there is an attitude by the adults around us of what can or cannot be done. And if I were all truly living as a child and living with the wisdom of a child, I would survive quite nicely, because children do survive quite nicely. Children come through all, they have an immunity built into them from their very birth. They have an immunity from the mother, which stands them very well. And science is doing research on it and saying that up to the age of 4 years old, they have a perfect immunity built into them. And then after that, the immunity starts to disappear. Well, why does the immunity disappear? It disappears because we think it's going to disappear. Oh, we don't consciously say, my immunity is going to disappear at the age of four. We just, at the age of four, begin taking on the attitudes and the environment of our world about us. We take on the attitudes and environment of our parents and our friends and our those who are just a little older than we are. If we're four and they're five, they know more than we do at five. And if they're six or seven or ten, then they really know a lot more. Oh, yes, they are indoctrinated into the world of adult society, into the world of adult wisdom instead of child wisdom, instead of the wisdom of the little ones. How beautiful is the wisdom of the little one, but how chaste is the wisdom of the little one as it is taken away from its original purity and integrity. We do that to ourselves. We take ourselves away from our original purity and integrity. We take ourselves away from the divine, from that which is our true inner self. When we teach a little child to say, I like me, I like me, I like me, then the little child is going to like himself. When we teach a child to say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, that's the absolute prayer of a wise mother. Any food she gives to her child or herself or her family is food that is beautiful. It is filled with love and good for my body. It is filled with love and good. What a beautiful thing for a parent to teach a child or themselves about anything that they eat. This food is good for my body and filled with love. This food is good for my body and filled with love. This food is good for my body and filled with love. This is the wisdom of a child. The little child looks at anything and he thinks, I'll taste that. I'll check it out. It's like a dog. A dog's always got to sniff right down deep into something. He's always got to taste it by putting his tongue on the branch and see who's been walking by there. That's his newspaper, you might say. And as he's doing that, he's checking things out. And if he doesn't like something, he spits it out. He spits out the taste. Oh, yes, watch a dog. They really are quite fantastic. Now, a little child does the same thing. If something does not please him, he spits it out. Sometimes he might take in something that truly doesn't please him, truly is a danger to him. And he doesn't spit it out fast enough. And not doing that, he might bring some injury to himself. But basically, the wisdom of a child is so pure, so honest, so glorious, so fulfilling, that they do not run into problems that are going to harm them. If every parent knew, if any parent really knew all the things that their children do during the day, all the dangerous adventures they get into, all the activities that they do, they would be very frightened. Because a child does so innocently, so lovingly, so caringly, the child just is in the allness of whatever it is doing. And doing that, it is totally untouched by anything else. It is totally untouched by any other attitude. It is totally one as all. We have that opportunity ourselves. We can say, I am a child. And we can be concerned about, not concerned, but we can be aware. How wisely do I make my choices? How wisely does a child make its choices? How wisely does a child make its choices of friends? How wisely does a child make its choices of adventures? So many children go out and play, and they get lost. It's a big world. They cannot read the signs yet. They cannot read all of the advices that are given by the signs. Stay out of the road, it's heavy traffic here, what have you. They don't read those signs, but somehow they survive. Of the billions and billions and billions and billions, of the billions of adults and children on the face of the earth, how many are having great trials and tribulations? The minority, the super minority. And the super minority are having the trials and tribulations because they are being infected by adult society that says it is bad or it's good. When a child lives in its own society, it says all is good. It doesn't think of the world as being evil or bad in any way. And he makes wise decisions based upon all is good. And the child is trusting. And there are not going to be a lot of evil people in the world who want to hurt a child. There are more evil people wanting to hurt a child by the newspapers and magazines and media talking about them than there are in fact. If we would all say, I surround myself with my pure white light of love, all my world is peace and all my paths are pleasantness. If we were to say, I surround my child with my pure white light of love, all his ways are peace and all his paths are pleasantness. If we were to say, I surround everyone in this world with my pure white light of love, and all their ways are peace and all their paths are pleasantness, then we, instead of knowing about the unhappinesses and the dangers that come into people's lives, we would know about the sweetness and goodness and the divinity that is the natural original purity and integrity of every being. But the more we concentrate on those things that we don't want to experience, we say, the more we experience them. You don't need to be aware of all the conflicts that are going on in the world, because they're not that many. Oh, they're here and there. But I always delight, as I remember during the Second World War, there was conflicts going on in Europe, and two countries were fighting one another. And then Christmas came along. And then the two fighting entities decided they would respect Christmas. And so, as they respected Christmas, the guns were silent. The anxiety was silent. The hurt was silent. And the men silently went into their inner temple. Or, if a church were available, they'd go into that. Or, they'd hold services with each other. And sometimes, they even crossed the lines and they held services with the, quote, enemy, end quote. And it was beautiful. A beautiful experience. It was one that is in my heart that I'll remember forever. The details of it, are long forgotten. The countries that were involved are long forgotten. It's a concept. And like, I realize that I'm a child, and I wisely make my choices of living in the awareness of peace on earth. Living in the awareness of all is good and very good. Living in the awareness of I like me. And as I live in that awareness of I like me, the wisdom of being a child and making choices as a child that bring me good and very good, continue to abound and grow, continue to be everywhere. It's a wonderful life. I am a child. And how wisely do I make my choices? I change that to, I am a child, and I wisely make my choices. Have a lovely day, and make your choices wisely out of the love of your heart and the joy of your being. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.